Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for a time like this. Thank you for the knowledge of your word. We've come to hear your word. Our minds are open to your words. In the name of Jesus Christ, our understanding is enlightened. As we hear your word, we'll walk in the light of it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's quickly look at, again, let's go back to 1 Timothy. I like to talk about Timothy now, because I'm Timothy. Okay. 1 Timothy. Timothy. Chapter 3. Okay, verse 15. It says, "But if I'm delayed, I write to you that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar on the grounds of truth." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important. Now, he says the church of God is, the house of God is the church of God, which we are, right? Hallelujah. 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 And I said, as believers, there are ways we ought to conduct ourselves. There are ways we ought to behave. Hallelujah. The ways we ought to behave. The ways we ought to conduct ourselves, both in gatherings of believers and in our personal lives. The ways we ought to conduct ourselves. Hallelujah. And it is with the word of God, you know, somebody might ask, how do I know a good conduct? Right? You know from the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Very important. A man of God says, never make the gospel or the word of God a non-factor in your everyday decision making. Jefferson, never make the word of God a non-factor, meaning make the word of God important. Meaning the word of God should. Okay. The pastor or the man of God said something. He said, let me just say the way he said it. God's idea of what should be in the world is the body of Christ. Or the church is God's idea for what the world should be. Do you understand? The church is God's idea of what the world should be. In your daily decisions as a believer, the word of God must be a major, or the gospel should be a major factor in making your decisions. It's as important as that. Do you understand me? Very important. Make your decisions. Even as regards the kind of school you want to go to. Yeah! Do you understand? Yeah. Glory to God. It's very important. So, there is a believer's way of doing things among brethren, personally, and the Bible shows us how to even relate to the world. Do you understand? I'll give this instance. There's someone... Somebody brought up a talk to me and said, listen to this talk. How can you say you are working for an unbeliever? Are you not a child of God?
Listen, are you not a child of God? The Holy Spirit lives in you. Listen, are you not a child of God? The Holy Spirit lives in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't you know it is the saint that will direct the unbelievers, the unsaved? Why would you now allow yourself to be paid by an unbeliever? Listen, and the person spoke and spoke and, Hallelujah. You understand? How can you say, listen, how can you say a man of God like you, God being full of the Holy Spirit, you are working for an unbeliever? Ah! God forbid. You understand? Hallelujah. And I told the person, listen to what I said to the person. Do you want to know what I said to the person? What are you doing in Nigeria? He's your president. No, yes, now. What are you doing here? Right? Hallelujah. What are you doing here? You should be gone. Glory to God. And I told the person, see, let me tell you something. The Bible addresses how we should treat your boss or somebody who is your boss that is not a believer. And it tells you how to treat them, your boss too, that is a believer. And the Bible uses the word to honor. Read. So there's a Christian conduct. Don't say, hey, this person is working for an unbeliever, so therefore, any chance that I see to embezzle money, I embezzle. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The riches of the Gentiles are piled up for the saints. Begin to quote scriptures to suit your fleshy desires and say, greater is he that is in here can I be working for. Hey, the Bible tells us how. And in fact, the Bible tells us to be accountable. Do you understand? Yes. Do you understand me? So there is a believer's conduct on how we should relate to people. You don't tell me because I'm born of God and Dangote has employed me, so therefore I will be embezzling half of the money. You are not sure. Hallelujah. Is that one of the truth? Is that you are not even saved? You are just a church goer, or you don't even know the scriptures? Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to look at some things that Paul said to the church. And you see Paul putting the gospel at the center of it all in his decisions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, that being said, amongst the believers in the church at Corinth, remember I said Paul sent Timothy to the church at Corinth, right? Yeah. We read that in chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians. Now, they have divisions in their midst, which we looked at, right? They have divisions, contentions, and their mode of behavior towards one another was not too good. And we saw that, right? Now, first of all, they had divisions concerning, and for Apollos, and for Apollos and for Paul. And for Apollos and for Paul. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we also said strife was added. So this sect of people begin to diss the other sect. I will use a very simple example. So when some people say, I am for Abel, another person say, I am for Ikechukwu. And Abel's group now say, hey, you are for who? Ikechukwu that is Abel's son. Do you understand? You understand the whole scenario? Your own, whatever, in the land, or that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, Paul addressed them, right? And we saw Paul. I was waiting for somebody to say that. We saw Paul using words like, that is chapter 3, I guess. Now, we saw Paul using words like, I am, he said, I Paul plant, Apollos water, and the Lord giveth the increase, right?
Right? He said he is the picture is not he who plants or he who waters, right? He said, but what? The God that gives the increase. Hallelujah. So he tried to take their minds away from the divisions. The word is the most important thing. Hallelujah. Then he went ahead to give them, we are God's fellow laborers, referring to himself and Apollos. And he says, you are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Hallelujah. Right? And we looked at in Ephesians where he said, you are his workmanship. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we looked at also another word. Paul uses the word that he builds. He's a master builder. Right? And he said he has laid the foundation. Temelios. Right? And we said temelios has to do with something that is what? Fixed. And what? Fixed and firm. Right? Hallelujah. So use that word temelios. And we looked at that word and no other foundation. Now, we also said, you don't go ahead planting foundation. And we saw that from the scriptures, right? What we are asked to do is to what? Is to build, right? Right? And we said, it's the apostles who are the prophets, right? That have been given that privilege. Not just any, not apostle that we have today, the apostles we have today, but the foundational apostles, right? Now we say they are the prophets, which is they are God's mouthpiece, hallelujah, in laying the foundation of the gospel that we have or that we preach. Hallelujah. And we also made mention of the fact that you don't just jump into the Old Testament. I want to get Rema. Pastor Wisdom brought my attention to somebody who said he has been studying the book of Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3. And the kind of rhema he's getting from there, he is surprised. Oh yeah, let's go, man, the rhema. Tell us, sir. Hallelujah. God bless him. Hallelujah. So you see, aside Pastor Wilson telling me, I actually have to meet. I was with that same brother that was last 2 or last 3 weeks. I started telling me. But now telling me as a matter of boasting, you know, some brethren, when they see somebody else, especially, never get intimidated with somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, no, somebody was asking me a question. So I was answering and he was there. He now said, brother, the rhema from the scripture, the rhema from the scripture is unfathomable. Do you understand? He'll say, he said, for the since January, I've been writing on Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3. I said, wow. I was aware before then, but I didn't want to. I said, wow. So the rhema was, he said, every day, whenever I get to Genesis 1, 2, 3, the kind of rhema that I catch, I say, yeah, hallelujah. I said, God bless you. Much more rhema. He said, amen. Hallelujah. Well. Let's leave that. The Lord has shown you a vision of to come and lay the foundation, please. Hallelujah. We are not. Glory to God. There's no structural deficiency in the foundation. The Bible says no other foundation that can be laid than that which has been laid. Already been laid, which is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, we stopped in what chapter? Okay, we stopped in chapter 3. Well, I thought we've gone to 4. I thought we were done with chapter 4. Woo! Okay, we stopped in chapter 3. We have long, 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 long things to go. Okay, let's just look at chapter 4 immediately. Chapter 4, immediately. Now he says, let a man so consider us as servants of God and steward of the mystery of God. He said, moreover, it is required in steward that one be found faithful. But with me is a very small thing that I should be judged. We've read this. Okay, let's go ahead. But it's found with me one small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know of nothing against myself. Yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes. But who will both bring the light and the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsel of the heart? Then each one's praise will come from God. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Okay. He says, now these things I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one, on behalf of one against the other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember the word for puffed up? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember the word? What is the word? For seal, which means what? Pride. Hallelujah. Very important. Hallelujah. Now look at what he says in verse 7. He said, for who makes you differ from another? We looked at all this, but we'll just go through that again. Who make you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why did you boast? Why do you boast as if you had not received it? You're already full. You're already rich. You have reigned as kings without us. Now, Paul is bringing something to their subconscious mind. Hallelujah. And indeed, I could wish you did reign, that we also might reign with you, with joy to you. Hallelujah. Verse 9. For I think that God has displayed, listen to this, God has displayed us, the apostles, last as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 11 through 12. I want to say something. Hallelujah. 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 He says, we are dishonored. Now, he said, to the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. We labor working with our own hands. Okay, before I get to verse 12. His experience will know this. You see, Paul, in dealing with the division that is actually, or the division that is actually in their midst, you remember I said something last week? I said, Paul, in his write-up to the church at Corinth, made mention of their identification in Christ very well. He resounded it to them, right? And he said, I said he also did the same to the church at Ephesus, because of they had similar backgrounds of things happening in the society. And we need to become very careful of this. You see, the kind of society, we also see when John wrote in the book of Revelation concerning the vision he had from God. If you watch, there was a church, or if you watch the church and what Jesus spoke to him concerning about those churches and instruction in passed to those churches, if you watch closely, you discover that he made mention of, for some churches, he made mention of where they are located, what is happening around them. Do you understand me? He made mention of the atmosphere where they are located. And he said, hey, to a church, he said, you've allowed in the doctrine of Balaam and Balak, the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. You know, you see what like this is because of the kind of atmosphere where they operated. To a church, he said, you are residing where Satan dwells. Do you understand me? You see, you hear what that is. So, you see, the environment, and we've got to be very, very, very careful of this, especially as believers. Do not allow what is
generally acceptable in the environment becloud what you know from the scriptures. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Do not allow that. What is generally acceptable in the society? It might say, you know, years back, there's this saying that goes this way. The majority, the voice of the majority is the voice of God. How many have heard that before? They said it to me several times in my primary school. God speaks with the majority. So we are, do you understand? But it's not necessarily true. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? The fact that majority of the people are doing some certain kind of crusades and seminars doesn't mean it's true. Business seminars in the church, does it make it true? No. Do you understand me? So we should get much more as believers. Don't allow the happenings in the environment becloud don't allow it make you compromise. Do you understand me? What you've come to know from the word of God. Do you understand me? Never allow it. It's very important. What I'm telling you, it's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know the funny thing, the word of God is, the word can evolve, but the word remains. The word of God remains. I hope you know that it's forever true. Forever true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. What was I even saying if I got here? No, I'm coming there. Hallelujah. I was actually trying to point our attention to something. Okay, verse 9, right? Okay, glory to God. Okay, let's just continue from verse 9. For I think that now, for in salvation, or in as believers, you need to understand the fact that I'm trying to put it well. Okay. In salvation, we don't give our life to Christ, right? Right? We receive his life, right? Now, because of salvation, you know what we do? We give our lives to the brethren. Because of who we are in Christ. Because who we are in Christ. Do you understand me? We could lay our lives for the brethren. Now, Paul is using that to address how they have served them with the word of God. Now, he looked at what he said. He said, I think that God displayed all the apostles last, as men condemned to death. We made a spectacle to the world. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, we give ourselves for the brethren. Let's open the Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 4 verse 7 to verse 12. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but we are not despaired. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. Talking about the gospel, hallelujah, that the life of Christ or life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then, death is working in us, but life in you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. John chapter 15, verse 13. Jesus Christ spoke about him laying his life for his friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Romans chapter 8, verse 36. The same thing too. Hallelujah. Romans 8:36. I read quickly. Are you with me?
was quoting, I mean, Paul was quoting from Psalms 44, verse 22. Let me read verse 35. He said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day. We are counted as sheep to the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquered through him who loved us." Hallelujah. 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 In that same 1 Corinthians, he writing to them in chapter 6 also. Okay, watch for this. Chapter 9. Look at what he said in verse 6. From verse 5. He says, Do we have no right to take along a believing wife, as do other apostles, the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? Do you understand? But look at what he said in verse 12. He said, "If others are partakers of this right, nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endured all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ." Meaning, for the gospel of Christ, for the sake of the gospel, they were not married. For the sake of the gospel, they had to work, so that they will not place the gospel, that they will place the gospel without charge to them. And we saw from Acts of Apostles chapter 18 that Paul, Priscilla, Aquila, they were all tent makers, right? And even when we are reading in chapter 4, Paul said he works with his hands. Do you understand me? He works with his hands. So take note of this. Take note of this. As a believer, you are supposed to stake your life for other brethren. Do you understand me? We give our lives. The Bible shows us in Romans how Aquila and the same Priscilla staked their neck for Paul. Do you understand me? And Paul commending them. So they staked their neck for me. They did all. They staked everything for me. Take note. Paul said they were persecuted. They were doing this. Now, they are not persecuted for any other thing apart from the gospel. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, verse 12. "We labor with our hands, working with our own hands, being revived, blessed, being persecuted, we endure." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul is saying they work with their hands. The man of God will say something. He said, if anyone that says he's working in the Pauline revelation and does not work with his hands, does not know that his Pauline revelation is working with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's good. It's good. Even if it's not a law. You understand me? It's good for a pastor to have something he's doing. Do you understand me? Glory to God. Before he begins to feed on the church. Hallelujah. 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 Now let's go ahead. Verse 14. "Now I write these things, none to your shame. But as my beloved children, I warn you." Verse 15. "For though you might have 10,000 instructors," hallelujah, instructors is the word, one who guides you, is the word that translates the one who guides you. Hallelujah. 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 You get the same word in Galatians 3, verse 24 to 25. It says, the Lord was our schoolmaster, was our guide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Christ, you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. Hallelujah. "For in Christ have begotten you through the gospel." Hallelujah. "So therefore I urge you to imitate me." Hallelujah. Then he said he has sent Timothy. Listen to this. Your spiritual father, listen to this, and you have to get to know this. Your pastor has the right to commit somebody or to commit you under someone's care, as Timothy was sent to the church at Corinth. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, you have the right to say, okay, I want you to be listening to this person. Do you understand me?
You take care of this person.
Do you understand me? Very important. And why did he do that? He says, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. Hallelujah. Now, look at verse 18. Now, some are puffed up, the same word again, as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you shortly. Some are proud, but I will come to you shortly. And if the Lord wills, and I will know, not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. Hallelujah. See, for the kingdom of God is not in words. Now, many people have done this thing and said, the kingdom of God is not in talking the gospel, but in demonstration of power. So therefore, the power. Oh, yeah. Spiritual kung fu. Hallelujah. Now, the word there for words, he was referring to the word in verse 18. It says, some are puffed up. Some are puffed up, meaning some are boasting. Vain words. Now, the kingdom of God is not in vain words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Vain words, but in power. Glory to God. But what do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod or in love? Now, chapter 5 is actually where I want us to look at today. Hallelujah. I thought I was done with chapter 4 last week. Glory to God. Maybe. Glory to God. Now, chapter 5. To be very fast. Let's look at verse 15 of chapter 4 again. Say, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, and you do not have many fathers, say, for in Christ I have begotten you through the gospel. Hallelujah. 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 And you see, it's very, very important. You understand the fact that, see, you... Let me just show you something. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. Let's look at Galatians 4, verse 19. Verse 19. How did he give birth to them? The gospel. Okay, look at verse 8, verse 19. He said, my little children, for whom I labor in birth, again, labor till Christ be formed in you. Did you see that? What kind of labor is he talking about? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The labor, yeah, labor is the word kopio, which means to work hard. What kind of working hard is it that is going to work, coming back for them? No. How did you labor? And you need to know this for soul winning. For soul winning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prayer and study, consistent study. You know, Paul told Timothy, he said, study to show thyself approved. The word I have told you, the meaning of the study, right? Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean read to show thyself approved to God. No. Talking about the work, right? And he was referring to the word study was used figuratively to mean to labor to show thyself approved. What kind of laboring is that? Hallelujah. What kind of laboring is that? In teaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In doctrine. You find the same word. I mean, 1 Timothy 5:17. Sorry. I must say you find the same word. 1 Timothy 5:17. Let's just do some little study. So let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in word and doctrine. Did you see that? Did you see that? Now, is not words and doctrine different in words, which is what? Doctrine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You find the same word again in 1 Timothy chapter 3. I mean, how do you guys say you find the same word? 1 Timothy 3, verse 3. From verse 2 to 3, sorry. A bishop, given the qualities of a bishop must be blameless, husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach. Did you see? Apt to teach. Hallelujah. 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 Titus 1:9. He says, holding fast the faithful words he has, I mean, as he has been taught, that he may be that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convict those who contradict. So did you see a child of God, a minister of the gospel, must be able to teach the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in laboring, the labor is in prayer and in teaching. Do you understand me? So when Paul said, my little children who I traveled for in bed, meaning who I labored for in bed, he was referring to, he taught them the word. He brought the gospel to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I do also till Christ be formed in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now another issue that was in the church is in the church at Corinth, or with the church in Corinth, some of them, is sexual immorality. And in talking about sexual immorality, Paul discussed it. You know, remember we discussed about the background of the church first, right? Last week. So in discussing that, Paul had to use some words. First of all, he had to tell them about who they are first. Again, he had to bring identification of who they are. Hallelujah. And he also deals with immorality in chapter 6 as relating to idolatry. Glory to God. Now let's look at it. Chapter 5. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality amongst you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles. That a man will have his father's wife. That is how hard it is. A man will have his father's wife. Hallelujah. Now, puzzle. A man will have his father's wife, and your mother is your father's wife. So who do you have? Not your mother, actually. Hallelujah. Let me do puzzle. Then somebody will now reply. No, this person was asked years back. I was in school. Yeah. I'm trying to remember where this person was asked. And even me, I don't fear Sarah. But it was when I was studying the girl, like, are you sure this is not for me that this guy asked this one puzzle? Hallelujah. Someone else said, it's very simple. Your stepmom. Well, I didn't say stepmom. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 2. And you are puffed up, meaning you are boasting about it. Meaning, did you see? Paul says it's not even named among the unbelievers. And you are boasting. Hallelujah. And have not, now remember boasting, for seal, right? And have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed has been taken away from amongst you. And Paul tells us how to deal, in this chapter, tells us how to deal with such kind of people, such kind of issues. Hallelujah. In the church, church conduct. Okay, among the church. Oh, the time will change the world. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. Now he says, and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from amongst you. For I indeed, as absent in the body but present in the spirit, have already judged as though I was present him who has so done this deed. Say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, say, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. So, what is Paul saying? Hallelujah. They deliver such a one to Satan. So, go and call Satan. Satan! Zobana. Oh, yeah. Take brother XYZ and go, right? But keep his soul, oh. Keep his soul. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, Paul was saying here years back. This question came to me years back. The pastor asked me this question. And without searching the scripture, I just got answer. Thank God. Hallelujah. Just go. Ah, brother, that one has. And that is, you see, I want to let you know, as Bible students,
Questions you don't have answers for, don't answer. Don't tell the person I don't know. You understand me? Don't say, if I say I don't know, you do not make me look as if I don't have the word.
He says, hey, even cell leader. These days, I'm using this type to avoid some questions. There's a question he asks me sometimes. Pastor Kubi will say, Pastor Smart, can I share? Pastor Wilson, Alpha, answer the question. Hallelujah. Just before tomorrow, they will now quote you out of context.
I will share with them a question that someone asked me. I'm not going to say it yet. Hallelujah. So while I, Pastor Wisdom and Pastor Kubi were discussing it, they gave me a Greek word. You know, love Greek words.
Give me a Greek word. It's called this.
So keep silent when they yes. Thank God I was silent. I'm not going to talk.
Hallelujah. And it's very important. Please, it's very important. Don't. And the moment they ask me the question, I say yes. It is the function of the grace of the pastor. We can deal, he tells you the power of the pastor. Hey, let him to see. I did it. Didn't get. Let you see Peter, Ananias, and Sapphira. They just die. You have to understand when the pastor has the grace. You cannot come and lie in front of the pastor.
And we did wrong as a this. And called it off.
In our righteousness. Glory to God. Well, thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, you can't take,
you see, the Bible tells us what and how to get a matter
or how to make
or how to get facts from the world. And he said, is from a witness. How many witnesses? Two or three witnesses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
After what happened to Ananias and Sapphira, did you see it happen again? Eh?
Nobody delivered to Satan. Calm down, bro. Calm down. We'll understand that shortly.
Hallelujah. Now, what happened to Ananias and Sapphira, you must, you can't make doctrine out of it. You know why? You know why? Because the church was just starting.
You understand? So you broke a lot of things with us. You understand? I remember one meeting I went for, and the pastor just dived into this. No, the pastor said, he said, there is a sin against God, there's a sin against the Holy Spirit. When you sin against the Son of Man, you shall be forgiven. But when you sin against the Holy Spirit, you shall not. How heretic.
Hallelujah. Where was it? I said, hey, all I begin to pray. Oh God, is there any way I have sinned against the Holy Spirit?
Very funny. Do you understand me? Very funny. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So, now, let's look at that word. Deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. To deliver the word paradidomai.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It means to give, to transmit. Hallelujah. Now, take that word, to give,
to transmit, to deliver such a one.
Okay? Now, we're going to go through some scriptures about Satan.
The word Satan. All the word it was used, even by Jesus,
it actually
is on the Greek word Satanos. Do you understand? It's on the Greek word Satanos. And you know,
it's mostly used figuratively
in the scriptures to signify either, listen, a persecutor.
You understand me?
Also used to signify a rebuke or one who rebukes you, sorry. Listen.
Also used to signify one who stands contrary to the truth. For example, you find that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. You find that you have one in Matthew 12:26.
Matthew 4:10 talks about the temptation.
Back up temptation. Okay.
Jesus was tempted three times. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. Now, chapter 16,
verse 23. Chapter 16, verse 23, we saw Timothy. Peter. Matthew 16, 23. So Peter.
Jesus talking about his death. Peter said,
made some statement and said, Master, no! How will you die? Jesus was dead. God bless
Peter. Hallelujah. The pastor will say, Tombe. Hallelujah. So he said, no! Can you die?
And Jesus Christ said, get thee behind me, Satan. Hallelujah.
Now, that usage doesn't mean Satan, Peter is the devil. Did you get that?
Do you understand me?
But Peter is standing against the truth.
Do you understand me? So he rebukes his stand, his position, as regards his death, because his death was a fulfillment of scriptures. Do you understand me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, while I was doing a study a few days back, I just laughed when I was studying it, because few verses away, Jesus said, I just praised the guy. Flesh and blood will not reveal it to you. Hallelujah. His brain will not be hot. Yeah, Father, you don't go anywhere. Yeah. Hallelujah. So, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. Let's go there. Let's see how Paul used it in 1 Thessalonians 2, 18. To read in context, you have to start from chapter 1. From chapter 1 through chapter 2. But I'm going to read verse 18. He said, therefore, I wanted to come to you, even I, Paul. Paul said, one come. Time and again, several times. But Satan hindered us. Stop. Hallelujah. 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 The word for hindered is the word EGKOPTO. Hallelujah. It means to detain. Look at how Paul used it, though, because how he said it will tell you how he used the word. He said, but Satan hindered us. Question. Can Satan hinder a believer? Answer it in your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father above. Remember what we read last week? Identifying the church, Hebrews chapter 2. Hallelujah. He said he destroyed. He who has what? The keys of what? Hades. He said, who? The devil, right? Now, we will have that answer already from the scriptures. Now he said, but Satan hindered us. The word uses the word hindered is the word to detain. Can Satan detain a child of God? No. What he was referring to as Satan is not the devil himself or Lucifer himself. Do you understand? Who was he referring to? If you read down to chapter 3, or you go from chapter 1, from chapter 2 verses, from verse 1, if you read down, he spoke about the persecutions. Do you understand? He spoke about the persecutions that they were going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he referred to those persecutions or the persecutors as who? As the Satan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verse. Let me show you that. Okay, let's just read into chapter 3, verse 1. Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it good to be left in Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish. The word to establish is the word sterizo. Hallelujah. Meaning to actually put something in the right direction. Do you understand me? To establish you and encourage you concerning the faith. They're already established. in Christ. You understand? But what you mean establish, it means sterizo, means to set somebody in the right course, in the right frame of mind, in the right, do you understand me? Now, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith, verse 3, that no one should be shaken by these afflictions, these persecutions. Do you understand? So that was what he referred to. Those that persecuted him were who he referred to as Satan. Do you understand me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you with me? So Satan, all the while, is always figuratively used. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So several places use this. I mean, Satan, whenever he's used, he's relatively used to mean a persecutor, one who stands against the truth, hallelujah, or is also used to show an open rebuke. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or one who rebukes, sorry. So now when Paul writing and saying, this one should be delivered to Satan, we have to look at what Paul meant by that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Timothy. Let's see how Paul explained it to Timothy, the pastor of the church. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20. Let's start from verse 17. See, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in word and doctrine. See, for the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads on out the grain. And the laborer is worthy of his wages. See, look at verse 19. Now, he's talking to the pastor. Remember in 1 Corinthians, he was giving the epistle was to the church, and it is the pastor who is supposed to do that because he was addressing the pastor, right? Now, look at what the instruction he gave to the pastor. He said, verse 19, do not receive an accusation against an elder except from two or three witnesses. Did you see that? Now, referring to an elder, one who oversees. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Episcopos. Episcopa. Hallelujah. 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 Now, do not receive an accusation against an elder except from two or three witnesses. Look at verse 20. Those who are sinning, rebuke. Those who are sinning, rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear. Did you see that? Now, what he's saying to Timothy here will not be anything different from what he was communicating in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 to the church concerning the one who has done these things or who does these things. Because here is the position. That one does it. The Bible said he is proud. He boasts about it. Hallelujah. Now, Paul is giving a verdict. A verdict. Let me use the word verdict. Hallelujah. And he said, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, for this, that the spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord. Meaning that person should be given to open rebuke. Not just open rebuke. As we're going now, we're going to see how Paul says that one should be rebuked. Hallelujah. After the rebuke, some things that we follow, we're going to see. Hallelujah. 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 Now, when you say for the destruction of the flesh, it means for the home. May the flesh humble. You know, there are some things we cannot express in English where the flesh go humble. It will calm down. Thank you. BQ. Calm down. Hallelujah. I like that grammar. Calm down. Hallelujah. Say for the destruction of the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He doesn't say your glory, your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little now? Paul is not giving the hazards. He said, don't you know that a little living at the whole lump? Do you understand me? A little allowance, allow it the whole allowance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, purge out the old living, that you may be a new lump, since you are truly an unliving. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. We're going to talk about this verse. Christ, our Passover.
next week Saturday.
We'll be there. So I'm going to come back to this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said he's a Passover lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was sacrificed for us all. Glory to God. Now he said, let us keep the feast not with unleavened, nor with the leaving of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. He tells us how to behave. Hallelujah. Number one, he said we should not keep our fellowship with unleavened. We'll talk about it when we talk. When there's some things I don't want to say now until damn next week Saturday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he said with sincerity and truth. Just take it like that for today. Hallelujah. Please. If I don't talk about it, call my attention to it next week. Do you understand me? I will even start from here. Do you understand? I will have to start from here. But just call my attention. Sir, you say you're going to start from this. Glory to God. Because I, with my time, I'm going to spend much more time here. Hallelujah. 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 But he refers to the one who has done this act as a what? An old unliving. Take note of that. Hallelujah. Now, verse 9. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexual immoral people. Now, Paul is about to address what he is talking about in verse 7 to verse, in verse 6 to verse 8. Remember, he said, a little living at the whole lump. Now, and he went ahead to say, our feast, we should let us keep the feast, not with with the old living, which he referred to as those who does this act in verse 7. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, verse 9, he said, I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexual immoral people. Yet, I certainly did not mean with the sexual immoral people of this world. Meaning, he's not talking about, do not just keep it with them in this world. Do you understand me? Now, the do not keep company is not referring to, because we have no business with them. Do you understand me? We're going to get to see that. Of this world, or with the covetous or extortioners or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. Do you understand me? Verse 11. But now I've written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous. Did you see that? Now, this is the father. So, meaning the church is going to, first of all, give this one to open rebuke. Do you understand me? His act. And do what again? The member, this one, if this one, let's say for example, this one is a cell leader. He will first of all be taken away from being a cell before he leaving the whole lump. You understand? We will take him away first. Now, it doesn't mean, and there was something funny that I did. Let me tell you what I did when I was in school. There's this sister, lovely sister. She's married now with two kids. Hallelujah. Lovely sister. She comes for meetings. So one day, I say, sister, do not go out. Do not go into any relationship. Face your book. Because she was seriously having, in first year, after first year, she was in my department, my set, my course mates. Do you understand me? Those of you who are, I'm saying it, all pastors in the university, that all their cell members, all their members are first year. They cannot talk to their course mate. She was in my department, my course mate. Now, listen to what happened. After her first year result, hers was bad. Out of it. Do you understand? And I told her, sister, you should not go into this relationship. Don't, no matter what. And the reason for that was that in first year, she was having relationships in and out. She had like two relationships. And the news got to me. And I told her, with this, look at your result. First year, when people did first class, my first year I was in first class. Now, when people were in first class, she was in third class, had four carryovers in first year. You know, there's a fundamental issue. Because everything you did mostly in first years are things that you were taught in secondary school, right or wrong? Okay, yes.
Okay, in some school. They want to start, don't worry. In some school that is not the trainer.
Hallelujah. Because I know you do GS courses, biology.
Hey, don't worry, novena.
Wow, wonderful. My child will go to novena.
Yoga will call it him.
You do not do accounting, if I say. You do math. Okay. Sorry, ma. Okay. Okay.
No problem. No, but seriously now, let's come back.
It was that I was, because what we did was trading profit and loss account that I was doing for Mrs. One. In, you understand? Ledger. Debit the receiver. Am I correct? Credit the giver. Principal, you know? All those trial balances, the trial of balances.
Just the right thing.
You understand? And somebody that said she was in commercial class, having four carryovers. As a pastor, to me, it was a thing of great concern. Because this is my... You understand? It's a of great concern because if we are rejoicing in school, have the life of God, eh? She will not be able to rejoice. because on several occasions, she come at me and say, sir, what's the difference between me and them in the world?
I have carried over and said, no, the life of God is in you.
So, and I wanted to help her out. And I said, please, do not go into relationship. Then I said, okay, as an obedient sister. It didn't get up to 1 month. I just heard, I don't want to call her name. I will not. Sister has entered the relationship. I now called. You did not pick my call. Hey! I was boiling.
Those of you who Pastor Kobe used to keep outside, you say, Pastor Kobe to the vex. We just stand outside.
I will not even smile. We all look at you. You know, we all communicate with finger. Hallelujah. Yes, like this. Hallelujah. Now, listen. How was that? I was just waiting for meeting, next meeting day. Just waiting, next meeting day.
When we now enter meeting like this, brethren, so this is that just enter, Pastor.
Oh, today I want to share the word. So I said, sister, stand up. Now stood up. And I said, yes. Sister, I asked you not to do something and you went ahead. Without looking at me, I said, you are hereby excommunicated from World Shakers Campus Fellowship. Kindly take the exit door.
Good afternoon, sir. Hallelujah.
It was, see, listen to me. And after she had gone, she was just looking at me as if I was joining. I said, sister, can you kindly leave this auditorium? Every other breathing was quiet. Smart as the sister left. Listen to me. I personally went to my phone, deleted the number.
We think in nepotism is not good.
Hallelujah. We think it's when we go to classes, when I see her sitting here,
I'm sitting here.
Then I said, as if she has done. Do you understand? That was when I was in second year.
When I got to my final year, first semester,
I went to meet her and I pleaded with her. I'm serious, I went and said, because I saw from the scripture what I did was, too much. Hallelujah. I went and I pleaded and said, sister, I'm sorry. Come back to meeting. We love you. Glory to God. I said, sister, come. See, what I did in a way is the mannerism in which I did it that was wrong. Do you understand? The sister was not explaining to me. He said, when I asked her to leave, that she went, she called the name of the place in school. One lonely place. Since she went there, she cried all night. So she cried all night. Say, after that day, She broke up from that relationship that same day. Eh? But she was looking for a way to tell me. But whenever she sees me, I'm coming, she's coming, she'll like, let me just step out of this matter. I'm no longer, I'll just go my own way. Ha! So whenever I do that, it breaks her heart. Hallelujah. So well, we reconciled. And thank God she didn't tell me, go and re-announce. I wouldn't have done it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what we did was that we now started first semester, before we started meeting, we were now having prayer meeting in the morning and in the evening. As in, we were praying together, she was joining me to pray every morning. So we pray every morning from 4 till 7, then we now go to classroom. Do you understand me? From 4 to 7, we pray, and we're always doing that. Thank God for God. Hallelujah. So, well, here's what Paul said. Paul said that one, first of all, should be given to open rebuke. Now listen, then, if the person, let's say the person is a cell leader, take away cell leadership from the person first. Look at what Paul said. Listen, he says, but I've written to you not to have company with anyone named the brother, brethren, Adolphus, who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or an idolatrer. Do you understand me? Or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner. Not even to eat with such a person.
Do you mean?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And why all these things happening? Listen to what Paul is saying. Why all these things are happening? Don't have communication with the church. Who's the person somewhere? And when I mean somewhere, not I would throw the person out. I told the sister, get out. But you take the person off offices. Now, to the point that the person, because of the, Paul says the reason for that, a little leaven leaveneth the whole law. Do you understand it? Leaveneth the whole law. So this one will not be asked to teach any brother again. Don't teach. Receive. Do you understand? Don't teach. Don't do follow up. Do you understand? Just be receiving. All you are going to do is just to be receiving. And we get so careful. Paul is giving. Now, get so careful to the point that we don't even allow brethren who are, you know what I mean? Who are not spiritually, do not say stable. You understand? Communication has passed. Wow. Now, to have communication like with this person. Because somebody once said something years back. He said, now for where they chop, now you talk heart to heart talk. Do you understand? Now, you don't have now. Listen to me. That you keep this person refrained, but there's something the church will do. Hallelujah. Do you understand? I give an example of someone whose father. You don't know the person. You don't know the person. So don't even. So when I say you don't know the person, I mean do not try to crack your head. Now the father is a drunk addict and knows the word of God. So one day the man came home drunk, and out of anger, they now went to marriage counseling. They now went to meet the pastor to counsel the man and the wife. As the pastor opened one scripture, the man opened four. Do you understand? The pastor was surprised. You know why the pastor? Remember, I mean, four is not to count out. It's just like when Pastor Wisdom begins to give me the word and say, you know, the Bible says you should give this one to the Satan. And I say, the word, the Greek word for Satan is Satanos. The Greek word. So it was giving much more light to what the pastor was saying. Hallelujah. So you see, such kind of one, you don't, if you're not sound, don't go. I don't know if you understand. Have you not met people that are doing something wrong? And if you come to teach them the word, they will even expound the scriptures to you. There are some people like that. Do you understand me? But what they are doing, they cannot prove it from the scriptures. Do you understand me? So that kind of person, do you think a brother who is just growing up should go and do follow up on that kind of person? The person will follow you. He will follow you. Do you understand? And it's very important. So this is why Paul warns this person should have no communication with the brethren. But we cannot have people watch over him And why that thing is happening is so that the person will be humbled. Paul said, it's for the what? Destruction of the flesh. Figuratively used. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? So that you can. The person go mellow. Go mellow. Hmm? Glory to God. And it's because of this. Look at verses. It's because of this. Verses, your glory, or verses and verse 2, and you are puffed up, proud about it. Ah, slap my heart. Ah. Do you understand? No sober mood. Now Paul gives this kind of treatment to this kind of person. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Look at verse 12. He said, say, for what have I to do with judging those who are outside, meaning those who are not born again? Do not judge those who are, do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. So therefore, put away from yourself the evil person. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Paul tells us how to treat such a person in the church. Hallelujah. Now, if you read, I'm going to talk about it in the next service, in the next section. So when I'm done talking about Christ, our Passover lamb, in light of what Paul was saying, yeah, hallelujah, I'm going to look at it into chapter 11 and come back and then look at some other. Then I will talk about these two in the light of what Paul was saying. With the person also after, is that how the person is going to be till Jesus comes? No. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To deliver such a one to, so that's not how the person is going to be till Jesus comes. Do you understand? That is the person will be. But when we've seen that the person has learned, do you understand, not to do what he or she is doing, he can be watched over a while. And God places this responsibility in the hands of the pastor. And as I being the pastor, it's much, much more responsibility on you. Do you understand? In discipling the ones that are under you. Do you understand? In discipling the ones under you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now these are, somebody once tagged it here, but I say church discipline. Church discipline. Yes. Not church as communication. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. And this is important for us as believers, so that we don't find ourselves in these shoes. Look at what he wrote to the church in chapter 5, and say, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love. He tells us to walk in love, as Christ also loved us and given himself for us. Hallelujah. But in the love, he tells us to walk in, is walking in love towards the brothers. Chapter 5, verse 1 is what I'm reading. You know, I've always said something. I said this thing ending of last year into this year. I guess so. I said, you don't say you love God. No. Yes, we used to. I used to do it. Yes, but I said, now I'm declaring your love for God. Oh God, I love you. Oh God, I love you. Love you to my brothers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare the love of God in the way we treat brethren. If we first John, the epistle of John, first John, hallelujah, we discover that if you love God, you do. So the love of God is shown in our actions. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Towards brethren. Hallelujah. We will show, we will walk in love. Hallelujah. Kenny Hagin will say walking in love in his message. Is it love dimensions? Hallelujah. Walk in love. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Glory to God. Now he says walk in love as
loving, walk in love as Christ also loved us and giving himself. Now, the love of God is shown in him giving his son. Do you understand me? So, the love of God, hallelujah, love is shown in actions. For God so loved the world that he gave. Do you understand me? God so loved the world that he gave. Hallelujah, he gave us his son. Christ loved us and has given himself. So Christ gave himself for us. Hallelujah. Because he loves us. I'm offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Verse 3. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named amongst you, as is fitting for saints. Did you see that? So it should not be named among the believer. Look at verse 11. It says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Did you see that? Make it open. Hallelujah. 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 Make it open. But hey, for the believer, it says, let it not be named amongst you. Hallelujah. Unfruitful works. So as believers, we shouldn't or we should not walk in the flesh, because all those are product of the flesh. These are what the flesh wants. Hallelujah. So have no fellowship with the fruitful works of darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important. Don't you know that your bodies, Paul, look at chapter 8. Chapter 8. 1 Corinthians. That is what we are looking at. Chapter 8. Oh, sorry. Chapter 6. Are you there? Verse 18 says, flee sexual immorality. Flee is the word. Flee. To flee is to flee. To vanish. Hallelujah. Pia! You are missing. Hallelujah. Flee. You see, if you look at that word flee, if you look at that word flee closely and very well, Paul uses it, is the word fugo, P-H-E-U-G-O, to vanish, to escape. It told Timothy, flee youthful lust, flee every appearance of evil. Hallelujah. Flee these things, Timothy. 1 Timothy 6:11, 2 Timothy 2:22, 1 Corinthians 10:14. Flee! Hallelujah. Flee. The word to flee is to fly and vanish. Just flee. Hallelujah. Sexual immorality. The appearance of evil. Flee. Hallelujah. 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 He said, don't you know that he that is joined to a harlot, he said, is one body with her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's one body with her. The word for harlot is the word porneia, and it's always, every time the word is used figuratively. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He that is joined to a harlot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's one body with her. So, don't you know, in addressing that, he said, don't you know your bodies are the temple of the living God? Don't you know? He should not be named amongst you. Hallelujah. So don't mind it. You see, I was in a service where the pastor was talking about temptation, and he said, it is you. You are the central focus. God does not tempt you. Satan does not tempt you. You tempt yourself. You fall into temptation. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? And when you mind the things of the flesh, it's just like he said, you cannot. You cannot stop the bird from flying over your head. Right? Because you cannot stop thoughts from coming.
But you can actually do something when the bird wants to make a nest over your head, right? Hallelujah.
Don't allow it to stay. Don't brood over it. Don't give no space. Give no chance for the devil.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's thank him. Just open your mouth and worship him. We're going to be on time. Open your mouth and worship him. Open your mouth and worship him. Just worship him. Thank you.